From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate is set to approve the compromise tax cut package worked out by President Obama and congressional Republican leaders today, a vote expected early this afternoon on the measure which would head off a New Year's Day tax hike for Americans at all income levels by extending Bush-era tax cuts. NPR's David Wellner reports, though, there's concern the compromise could unravel when the bill moves to the House.
When House Democrats take it up, they want to change the terms of a revived estate tax in the bill. Their aim is to lower the amount of large inheritances that's exempt from taxation from $5 million to $3.5 million. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell warned the tax cut agreement he worked out with President Obama should not be changed.
And I hope that our friends in the House will understand that that's the best way to go forward, simply pass the Senate bill, get it down to a president who supports the understanding.
Changing the bill in the House would require another Senate vote, and many Senate Republicans say they would oppose it if the estate tax provision were altered. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The president meets with nearly two dozen CEOs at the White House today. He wants to encourage business leaders to use record profits to boost employment. At least 38 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack in Iran today. The BBC's James Reynolds says at least two bombers detonated blasts near a mosque in the southeastern part of the country where people were attending a Shiite religious ceremony.
The attack took place on the eve of the religious ceremony of Ashura, when Shiite Muslims commemorate the death of the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Al Arabiya TV in Dubai reports that the Sunni Muslim insurgent group Jundallah has claimed responsibility for the attack.
The BBC's James Reynolds reporting. South Korea has staged its largest evacuation and civil defense drill ever, with students being hustled into subway stations and people stopping their cars and donning gas masks. Dwali Saikautau reports the drill is an effort to prepare South Koreans for possible attacks from North Korea.
Different from past mock war drills, this time pedestrians were asked to go to shelters such as subways or underground parking lots. Max Kim with the National Emergency Management Agency.
When the war really strikes, it's a very big thing. So even if the chance is less than 0.1%, we are better prepared well for such possibilities.
The drills took place less than a month after North Korea's shelling of a South Korean territory. Pyongyang claims it fired at Yongpyeong Island in response to South Korea's Navy holding firing drills in what the North says is its territorial waters. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
A wooden boat jammed with asylum seekers has smashed into the rocks of a remote island in Australia, killing at least 27 people. 41 others were rescued. Most of them were injured. This is NPR News from Washington. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains behind bars in London today despite being granted bail by a judge there. Assange's attorneys are trying to arrange the $380,000 in bail money. And Larry Miller reports Assange is being held pending an appeal of the bail ruling by Sweden, which wants him extradited.
The court requires as bail mostly cash as opposed to guarantees. And Assange's lawyer, Mark Stevens, says half the amount has so far been collected.
Even wealthy people don't keep that kind of money knocking around.
Donations are also coming in from the general public. Stephen says he doesn't understand Sweden appealing Assange's release on bail to the British High Court.
Why is it that the Swedish authorities are so dead set that Julian Assange should spend Christmas in jail? Do they have the genes of Scrooge?
Assange is wanted for questioning. He's not been charged with any offense. His lawyers claim the extradition warrant is politically motivated. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Much of the eastern half of the nation remains in the grip of bitterly cold weather again today. More lake-effect snow is expected in the Great Lakes states. Wayne Smith lives near Lake Erie in Pennsylvania, and he says enough already.
I've lived in the snow belts of Lake Erie for much of my life, including 7 years in Buffalo, and I have never seen that much snow in that short a time.
The frigid weather is pushing into the U.S. from Canada, and Lloyd McDougall of Ontario told CTV News conditions there are severe.
Actually, I've lived here for 35 years, and I've never seen it like this.
There's no sense in going anywhere. Stay put.
Temperatures as far south as Florida are up to 15 degrees below normal today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for